Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And a fabulous good night to all my Juanepers in the place to be.
Yeah.
You know the song?
I do not.
City going up, so you better bust. Oh, you really want to us, really spilling blood.
What is this again?
It's off Vince Staples' last album.
Yes. The one where he has Big Boy all in and out of the album.
It's one what?
He has Big Boy interludes all in and out of the album.
There's is it Big Boy interludes? Nah, like he has dope interludes. Yeah, I just listened to one right now.
There's another album where he has Big Boy, like it seems like he's on Big Boy's show and Big Boy's coming in and out of the album. It's really dope. But this song is dope too.
We're gonna have a bonus Patreon. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a full interview with Vince for Hot 97 for the YouTube, but before it drops there, we're going to give the whole thing to our Patreoners, so you'll get that. Yeah, you'll enjoy the convo with Vince. But Syph, before we talk about anything else related to hip-hop,
yeah,
what's going on this weekend? Like, are you doing any shows on the Northeast, in like the Northeast area by any chance?
No, I'm not. Wait a minute, I am.
Wow.
I am. Ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, Cypher Sounds. I'm headed up to Burlington, Vermont. You hear me? Burlington, Vermont, man.
One Your favorite, favorite place.
One of my favorite places on the planet. I've been trying to get into this comedy club, the Vermont Comedy Club, for a while. And March 18th and March 19th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. I need y'all to come through. If you have any friends in Burlington, Vermont, or anywhere in Vermont, if you have any cousins, any family, if you ever had beef with somebody in Vermont,
really?
Send them up to the show. Yeah.
If you ever had beef.
If you had beef with someone.
Right.
I'm a horrible comedian, so this will be torture for them. You see what I'm saying?
Touche. Touche. Right.
So come on through Vermont Comedy Club, March 18th and 19th. I'd really appreciate it because this is a club that I need to do well at because I eventually want to have a home in Burlington, Vermont, and I need a place to work. And this will be the place, and blah, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Well, Syph, I'm actually going to be in Vermont this weekend.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Hilarious.
Can't make it, though.
You can't make it.
Feels too far.
One of my best buds, one of my business partners for the last...
15.
I don't even know, yeah.
15 joints. Yeah, 15 joints.
You can't pull up for a little while.
I'm going to talk to the group. Let me see if the group's willing to go 90 minutes.
Where are you going to be doing? You're at a mountain?
So we're going to some mountain.
Yeah.
Because they need to ski. My friend Anthony, by the way, my black Star Wars loving, skiing loving friend.
Okay. I like this guy. Sounds great.
Yes, right up your alley because you love a cultural, doesn't fit into
like
any
like
of
a
the.
Cultural mix, a mismatch.
You love that. It's your kind of guy. Someone who's their own person, doesn't give a fuck.
Right. Love that.
You've met Anthony before, but he loves skiing.
Okay.
And
not snowboarding. Skiing.
Snowboarding.
Okay.
That is correct. Snowboarding. Yes, okay. And so he wanted to do this for his bachelor party. And, you know, so that's what we're doing. But I made a decision early on. I'm like, I haven't skied or I've never snowboarded. Mm-hmm. I haven't skied since I was 15.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it for me. Like, I'm not trying to be a party pooper. So Ballard, my friend Ballard has had surgery on his knee 3 times. So finally, Ballard has a girlfriend, and she was like, hey, dude, you shouldn't ski either. So the two of us are just going to hang at the lodge and watch basketball. And when they come back, we'll party and hang out with them and have a good time.
It sounds like a great time.
That's the plan, right? Because, you agree with that?
I agree with that because let me tell you why. If you go up there not knowing how to snowboard,
yep.
they then have to like kind of school you. And
they won't want to do that.
It's a waste. It's a waste of time.
So I'll mess up their time.
100%. And they're going to act like you're not, but you are.
I'll have to spend money on the slope, I don't have clothes. I don't have anything anymore. Like, yeah. I don't have anything. So the whole thing is too much. So I'm going to sit in the house, maybe participate there, in some sort for, of, you
you'll
know.
Be there for breakfast, which is awesome. Have a cool mountain breakfast.
Yo, eggs, bacon, pancakes, let's do it.
All that. And then they go shred the powder.
Shred that powder.
They come back. They shower. They change up. Blah, blah, blah. You guys go get a delicious meal.
Yep.
Get some cocktails.
That's it.
It's going to be fantastic. Because the problem is I've been with snowboarders who are like, bro, I snowboarded with like Olympic medalists, right?
Right. The real deal.
And they're the nicest guys in the world.
Okay.
And they want to show me how to do it. And I can see after a while, they're like, God, fucking Jimmy, like, this guy's not getting it, and I want to hit this. I mean, one time I was with my friends up in Vermont. Was it Vermont? No, it was Aspen, Colorado. It was around the X Games.
Okay.
And I mean, like, at 3 a.m., the freshest snow starts just dumping.
Right.
And the excitement in all of their eyes. Like, because it does, you don't get fresh snow like that. So they're like, they're all like, woo, we're going to have to hit this powder. Woo, they're getting high, they're drinking, and they're just looking forward to getting up at 7 a.m. and fucking hitting fresh snow. And then here I come, slumping along. And they're trying to show me how to do it, and they give me great pointers, and I did get better. But they want to go do flips and shit. Like, I'm holding them up. And I felt so bad. I was like, guys, just go. And I just fiddled around by myself, which was boring as fuck. I'd rather just walk around Aspen.
That's the thing. So we're on the exact same page.
Yeah, you're going to be great.
So I think this is the right play. Anyway, I just got back from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I heard.
My trip was not, let me just be clear. My trip was not like yours.
You didn't meet with Hove?
Did not see Hove.
You didn't even see him.
I did not even get a minute with him.
What were you doing in Los Angeles?
I walked past G. Roberson on the street.
Oh, okay.
And he's an industry guy, and I didn't know it was him. And Dipperstein, my agent, said, hey, that was G. Roberson. I'm like, oh, where's he?
Okay.
No, that happened.
Yeah.
I saw billboards for people. I saw Zach Braff, but I didn't know it was him.
Oh, Zach Braff.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see me post stuff or put stuff up with my friend Jessica Kirsten, comedian, Jewish?
I think so.
Jewish girl. Oh my gosh, she's one of the funniest people on the planet. Zach Braff is her stepbrother.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I'm very close to Zach.
Is he a good guy?
I don't know. I've met him once in a restaurant setting.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. Anyways, I'm just being honest. I'm just saying what I heard. It's just what I heard. I what do I know? I'm just saying what I heard.
I've heard mixed things.
So, and then you hung out with Nori in California.
That's right.
And I hung out with him in the sense that in the car ride back from the airport, someone sent me a link to Drink Champs.
Oh, and love Drink Champs. EFN, what's up? Love Drink Champs.
Shout to EFN.
Yeah.
And in which on that episode, I watched them have a guest just utterly annihilate me. So it was like hanging out.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody it was like hanging out. You.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, their guest.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say can you adjust that just a little? Like, attempted to annihilate you.
Thank
wanted
you.
Wanted to annihilate you.
That's, you know what?
You know what I mean? You're not annihilated,
sorry.
Bro.
That, by the way, I'm still here. Facts. That's a great point. But sorry. Yeah. I listened to my friends Nori and EFN hang out with a guy who attempted to say horrible things about me.
How much did he go in on you?
The worst thing is he talked shit about my dog. He said I have an ugly dog, which is really... That's really,
I love that. I love an enemy that knows how to hit. I love it.
By the way, that was when I was, that was the one part where I was like, all right, man. Yeah. You could call me culture vulture, say all the nasty things you want. This is fighting words now.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say what he said. He told a story about the reason, I guess, that he sees that I went in on him, or as he put it, and the reason I don't like him. And Saif, it was really fascinating in that we all have the version in our head of how a thing plays out.
Always.
And always. It's never what the actual thing is.
It's very rare.
So the version that he told of why I don't like him wasn't remotely true. It wasn't remotely accurate. Mm-hmm. It excluded major pieces.
Of course,
but
obviously.
Obviously. But I'm sure my version that I have in my head is not exactly accurate either. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard for human beings to do that.
But what is it that he, what is the initial thing that he, why he's going in on you?
The way, according to him, it's because I, in the comments on an Instagram post by a couple of guys we know from the industry, Fuzzy and Q, I commented on their post with him, basically, that dude's a cornball. He has no qualms with lying. Why do you even have him on? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he saw that as the beginning. In his version, that was the beginning of my problems with him. He skipped the part where, after doing our radio show, for some reason I would come up in association with something on his show, and he would just loosely call me a culture vulture. You know, he skipped that part. He didn't know that part was part of it.
Do you think he doesn't know, or he just didn't want to say it?
My guess is he probably doesn't remember the order.
Okay.
And he probably doesn't remember that he was saying loose shit about me. And maybe he thought I wouldn't see it or just didn't care. He just didn't give a shit. I mean, he made clear, I think probably the thing that I found most irritating about his segment, the few minutes I watched of it, was he really thought he has this ill point in pointing out that I'm not black. Like, you're not black. You don't get... He straight up says, you're not black. You're not part of the culture. You don't get to... Like, he does... I don't have any... I have no standing, really, no say, no... Right. I use the term... He claims I use the term our culture in an interview with him. Mm-hmm. And when I said our culture, that enraged him because I'm not black. So it can't be our culture. I don't
not,
know if I said that,
not-
but...
You are not black, and you are...
I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah.
He says, and I'm not sure about this, I have to look into it, he says I am not black.
Okay. Well, you should probably check that out.
Well, we got to do... But listen, who am I? I don't know who to talk to find out. Wait, Saif. Hold on one second, Saif.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's go into a little bit more depth about what happened with this thing. But let's keep it on Patreon because
yes.
It's not for the mass consumption.
Not
it's
all.
On the it's for the hardcore heads who care
That's
about
right.
this.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. So how about we'll do that on Patreon? Plus, after that, you'll get my sit down with Vince Staples.
I love
how about
that? Great idea.
That's good. Now we continue on with our lives.
Yeah.
Cypher got a new submission. Let's listen up.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no...
What happened?
It cut off.
...one how to find it. Ready?
The one.
What up, that thing?
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
No, but I did DJ for the weekend back in the day.
Wait, hold on. You sure?
Years ago.
You're talking years ago. But that
Cypher Sounds, Peter Rosenberg, 1F is life. Shut the fuck up, Billy June.
This shit is fire.
What's up, SA?
How do you like that?
You never did it on purpose.
You think we just right now roll out in the middle? Like, yeah, fuck this. Y'all don't even appreciate it.
I like that one.
You're listening to Cypher Stones and Peter Rosenberg. On Ep is life.
Not friggin' bad.
I like that one a lot. I need to know that sample. That shit was dope.
Well, you know that's the John Cena song.
Oh, is it?
That's the John Cena song right there. That was he called the name of the intro was Juan Cena. Hold on, let me find it. Because I want everyone to get there.
Wait, we've discussed this before, right? Was it Jake One did that beat?
Yes, exactly. Hold on. There's a lot. Yo, man. I love our people. Let's see who.
I can't believe no one has fucking scratched any of our sound effects yet. No one's done a premiere type scratch that I would hate. Years ago. What, good morning. Good evening. Good night.
That's a great point. Yo, that's a great point. Someone needs to primo it. Yo, that was Shawnee B's who did that one.
Shawnee B's, what's up?
I like that one. Now, hold on, because at some point we're going to have to put these all together. Oh, it looks like maybe he sent a different one, because I asked him to re-up it with the... I said, you might want to make the... you might want to make it a little louder, like turn up the samples a bit. Then we have an email here from Kieran who says, been listening to you in some sort from Hot 97, YouTube, Cheap Heat, old and new versions of One Ep since I was like 14. I'm now 25 from Calgary. Shouts to the Hitman. And for some reason have been obsessed with Grand Poobah's 2000 album this year. Not sure if you guys have any connection to him already, but I would love to hear and find out more about him and his story. Be a mage guest for One Ep. Thank you for all the work over the years. Been a One Ep fan since years ago, and the Patreon is worth every cent. Kieran in Calgary. Kieran, that's first of all, thank you for the love. Second of all, that's crazy because I reached out to Poobah like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes, and he responded at first. I wished him a happy birthday. He said, thank you. Then I mentioned the podcast, and he said nothing. But
no, let's keep trying that because I can't even believe I'm
we haven't had him.
Idiot. Bro, so much of Cypher Sound's birth comes from Brand Nubian and Poobah.
Will you try DMing him too? Absolutely. He obviously checks his DMs.
Yes.
Maybe it would work better coming from you.
No, I'll hit up the connect I have.
Word?
Yeah.
Yo, can I tell you the truth? Yeah. I haven't listened to 2000 like that.
You know what's funny? I was just about to say how much I love Poobah and what he meant to me. His solo albums, I never really, really ran through like that. That Brand Nubian album is...
This was the B-side of I Like It. Yo, that Sife. You realize there's probably bangers on here we've never heard? There's got to be one or two more. Here's one.
You know what I would love?
What's that?
You know what I would love?
What's that?
I would love to meet a 25-year-old girl from Calgary that listens to this.
No, Kieran's not a girl.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. What's her name?
I think it's K-I-E-R-A-N.
Oh, sorry, boy.
I think it's a boy.
Oh, God. That would be the ultimate of Carhartt girls. I'm sorry,
oh,
man.
My God. That is a fact.
So when you said the name, I'm thinking of some white chick in Calgary hanging out with a bunch of cattle farmers and oil guys and playing fucking Mob
Poobah 2000. Hold on. So, Syph, you know what's interesting here? So that one's called Keep On. It's produced by Chris Liggio. You know who did three joints on this album?
Who?
Who we just talked about a lot?
John Cena.
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota did three joints on here. And the rest is Mark Sparks. Mark Sparks did I Like It. That's an incredible credit to have in the arsenal. All right, here's another One Up Is Life intro. You ready?
Ready.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, we heard this one. I think it's extended.
Oh, wasn't extended, it was shortened. Oh, this is a Welcome Back Cotter beat.
I'm not mad at this.
I like turtles.
Shut the fuck up, Billy June. One F is life.
That's cute.
I like that. I like that.
And what's this other one he did? Oh, there's a shorter version.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect... Ready?
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. Live.
Oh, just a little basic, short.
Just a little, what we call like
I can't think of words today. Forget it. I don't know what I'm
saying. You okay?
I don't know. I'm having a stroke.
Guess what? And by the way, hold on. I don't want to forget who that one is because that one's dope and I'm appreciative of it. That is, of course, from Gary.
Oh, Leisure Suit Gary.
That's Leisure Suit Gary. But here's another one from a gentleman or lady named Liam. So it's a gentleman. Slumber Logic is his producer name.
Slumber Logic.
And here's his One Ep intro version 2, it says. So let's see.
Yo, son!
One Ep is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is. Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you are a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Just years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One Ep is life.
I'll tell you what, Syph. Let's hear it end, but I'll tell you what, Syph, that might be up there for me.
Yeah, that's up there. I like that one.
Did you hear what he threw in there?
I heard the Jay-Z Monsterverse.
The Jay-Z Monsterverse plus a did you fucker?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He threw it. Listen to this again.
Yo, son! One Ep is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is!
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you are a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Brooklyn. Just years ago.
Super Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, I think this may be it, bro.
One Ep is life.
Yo, man. Slumber Logic, bro. That shit right there.
Slumber Lodge.
Syph, that might be my favorite right now.
That's dope.
The beat was dope. I like how it started right away.
Yeah.
Actually, he cheated though. He didn't even use the Family Guy. Just got right to it. That was really good.
Yeah, we could put the Family Guy in.
Oh, wait, Syph, here's another one I missed. Longtime listener since 08.
08, what's up?
Thanks for your consideration. I go by MT. Let's hear from MT.
Welcome back. You guys didn't like call you the one extra? Well, is it from like Welcome Back, Carter?
That's it. Puerto Rican and a Jew.
Get it?
I get it.
You know, you
dream. Wait.
Oh, shit.
It was years ago.
Yeah. It's a beautiful hip hop collab. One of his. Let me tell you my problem.
I really liked, by the way. Oh, no, he redid it before you say anything. A couple days, that was it, Tuesday, March 8th at 7:01. 3.5 later, he said, okay, this is my submission.
Okay.
Something went wrong. This is my submission.
Welcome back. You guys didn't like call your show Juan Echo? What is it from my Welcome Back Honor?
That's it. Well, then Puerto Rican energy.
Yeah,
I get it. You know, he's a DJ for the show.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
It's years ago.
It's a beautiful hip-hop collab.
For the people.
One of
My favorite thing about that one is it's an interesting flip. It's creative. I still think a lot of times people are putting the samples a little too quiet. But... I loved the Q-Tip talking about Wes and Welcome Back Carter. That was great. And he said Welcome Back Carter, which I enjoyed.
I don't love anything with the Welcome Back Carter beat. No disrespect.
Oh, interesting.
I think we've
moved past it.
I think we've never really liked the Welcome Back Carter element to the name.
Imagery?
I can see why, but it's where the name came from. But it's so early, like the Welcome Back Carter is not.
I'm not even a fan of the show.
Right, and it's not like we love the show. It's just a weird way that we came up with the name.
So right, years ago.
I understand how you would go to that, but you know, me personally, I think going anything RZA, Premier, Dilla. Sounding is a better angle than flipping the Welcome Back Carter beat.
Well, guess what, Sife? DJ Abstreezy sent us this.
I'm an educator. I'm a motivator of people.
Wow.
I excite their imaginations.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic.
Yeah, I like turtles.
Rico! Roly poly man.
He doesn't have a waist. He doesn't have, like, shoulders.
Should I just carry around cash with me just to get robbed with?
I want to tell you something.
No offense, I can't do it.
Yay, the true Sife has gonorrhea. And I was like, no, it's chlamydia and herpes.
What the fuck?
They gotta come with friends, yo. Friends with big tits.
Blood clot.
Nobody.
Yo, you're gonna get killed.
Doing live.
My straightness is already in question. I wish I was gay, because I could get some dick anytime.
Two soft, one hard.
Is that gay?
No. Basically, I don't even want to have any friends that are girls.
I don't care if you cut from the rough.
I like turtles.
Let's go pull some tractors!
Yo! All right, well, that wins for being the funniest and most irreverent.
Yeah.
Yo, he just pulled the most sus things we ever said.
That guy, I think, what's the guy?
DJ Abstreezy.
No, I think, what's the guy that hates you that just talked about shit about you?
Jason Lee?
I think that Jason Lee version, trying to get us fucking canceled. He pulled out all the buzzwords that you can't say anymore.
Oh, my God. Like, that was funny.
There's a friend, bring some friends with tits, is that what I said?
Yeah, that, I got to hear that part again. You tell her to bring some friends with fucking tits.
God.
That's all. Let me hear that one more time. Really won me over with that, though, the Gervais.
Yeah, you got it. You grabbed us.
Their imaginations.
And now for my next number, I'd like to...
And the beat selections were great.
Yes. Perhaps the most famous classic.
Yeah, I like turtles.
Rico.
Roly poly man.
He doesn't have a waist. He doesn't have, like, shoulders.
Should I just carry around cash with me just to get robbed with?
I want to tell you something.
No offense, I can't do it.
Yay, the true life has gonorrhea. And I was like, no, it's chlamydia and herpes. What the fuck?
They gotta come with friends, yo. Friends with big tits.
Nobody.
Oh, it's funny in short doses like that.
I don't know what I was talking about, but I agree with what I said.
Yeah, you don't know what you said, but you know you were right.
Yeah. They got to come with friends with big tits.
Oh. Oh, God. That made me happy. Man, thank you. Yo, there are so many. Hey, Billy June, I think we'll have to. Let's give one more week for entries. One more week for your WANEP entries. Now that Syfe has given another edict of maybe someone coming with the fake premiere, irreverent scratches. We'll give one more week, and then we have to vote and pick the new intro for WANEP is life.
All right, we can play more than one. All right, one more.
No, we can, but one we got to give someone the contest win. Someone's got to we got to give them the Patreons.
Right.
Oh, man. That was very, very funny. What else going on in your world, Cypher Sounds?
You know, I wanted to ask you, what's up with this LaRussell kid? You know this guy?
You mean LaRoy?
No, LaRussell.
Who's LaRussell?
You don't know LaRussell?
I know nothing. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what
some
you say.
Some kid, I believe he's from the Bay Area. Some kid, LaRussell. Man, he got fire.
I need to get up on LaRussell?
LaRussell. Apparently, he's this kid from the Bay, and from what I heard, he's really big into, like he shares his profits with his team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I make all this money and my people don't eat? So apparently it's like a thing like that. Like that.
Russell.
He shares a piece of his profits and proceeds with his fans also in like certain projects.
Oh, there he is, LaRussell. I see him. He's smiling.
The only problem is he talks a lot about Crocs. Every video I've seen of him, he has on Crocs, which is making it very hard for me to like this guy. But he's got some freestyles. Like, it's like in a garage. Wait, play up. No, you gotta. What are you playing?
This is his most recent thing.
Spotify something?
Yeah.
You was 18 when that judge gave you life. Set a nigga up and now you gotta pay the price. I read it in the.
You want a freestyle?
Something wasn't right.
Oh, you can play
thinking
this.
About you daily got me up all through the night. Why you let that nigga put the blame on you? Knew that nigga wasn't real, said he would change on you. When I seen the news, shit, I thought it wasn't real. Ain't no fucking words could describe how that shit feel. Ain't put money on your books, I ain't even write no letter. Shit, every time I could barely hold myself together. Honestly and truly, shit, I thought that I would never see your face again. I really thought that was the end. Niggas on Twitter talking like they never sinned. Never made mistakes and now they act like they your kin.
Pretty good.
About to spend your 21st birthday in a pen. About to face an L for some shit you wasn't in. Sticking to the cold for some nigga who didn't
here's
talk.
Here's a joint he has with E-40.
No, I know this song. I love P-Lo. I have P-Lo all over my phone because P-Lo is just dope just for like fucking energized nonsense fucking hype up music. So
this is P-Lo, E-40, and LaRussell.
Yeah, I know that this song's old and I know this song for a while. I didn't know who LaRussell was back then. Go to find the LA Leakers freestyle. That's the first thing I saw of him. The LA Leakers freestyle. And this kid, he got swag, man. He got this shit. I guess he does like these freestyle sessions or YouTube things like from his garage. And the energy he got is crazy.
All right, well, this LA Leakers is recent.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Just
I think he just released a project, so that's why he's got like some promo run stuff.
Okay, just a few weeks ago, LaRussell from the Bay.
He's from Vallejo.
He's from Vallejo, California.
Leakers, just incredible DJ Sour Milk.
Yes, sir.
Yo, we got a full studio
series.
Come on, just incredible. I'm honored.
It's good to have you here.
I appreciate you, DJ Sour Milk. I'm honored.
Come on.
We about to go crazy for y'all, man.
Oh, my God.
Do your thing, my brother.
Talk to the people. Talk to the people.
My niggas came out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It was all for the better. Was puzzled till it all came together out the dirt. Bitch, that's where you find treasure. You know how I feel, dog. I've been a star.
Sorry, my brother called me.
So I was little dog, was a pit bull to a wolf. I'm a real dog. Keeping yeah. niggas hopes up. Working lead a scene, I don't post up. These niggas talking about art, I'm giving life gems. I should stop calling them songs. These is life hymns. I'm just getting warmed up. Had to start to call niggas. Ah,
yeah.
Bench press and lift the ball on niggas. Yeah. 400 years depressed, it was hard on niggas. Blackjack, couldn't wait to flip the card on niggas. Who need a label now? I came with the fire stick, who need cable now? Built the whole goddamn kitchen, who need a table now? I guess the horse is out the stable now.
Yes, sir. Let's
it's
go,
the
baby.
Change of a legacy. Turned a blind eye to the shit I thought I'd never see. Crazy how I'm everything they tell you you can never be. Probably because it's hard to ever be what you never see. Do you hear me?
I hear you, bro.
Black man, better stand tall and keep your chin up. Black man, lead by demonstration, lift your friends up. Black man, move from the heart and get your mind right. Black man, made lemonade out of limelight. Turned the execution to a revolution. We don't want your pity, we want retribution. We don't need excuses, we need new solutions.
That's right.
Hey, split the pie with my niggas, split the pie with the fans, split the pie with my pops, still had pie in the pan. Shit, I would get you five, but I got pie on my... Come on. Mm. Where the fuck the game up? They stopped when the elevator broke. We still came up. Know how many people told me no? We ain't changed up. Justin, who else is talking like this on here?
No one, man, I stuck to the code.
I kept digging and struck gold. This is the greatest story ever told. I stuck to the code. Kept on digging and struck gold. Here lies the greatest story ever told. It's not the fucking same.
Different.
Hey.
It's definitely different.
It's different. It's not.
Yo, he's dope.
Dope, right?
Play, he's dope. Shouts to LaRussell.
Play the thing I just sent you. It's from his Instagram.
You yanked the thing?
All right, hold on. I yanked it. This is like in his garage.
No, is there no kinds of shit's happening now? Hold on.
What happened? You're right.
Oh shit!
I love this energy.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
What?
Nine on the dresser. That's how I deal with the pressure. We keep a ruler for desperate measures. This is high octane. GC hoodie left the Crocs plain. So much flavor, I need a clock chain. 5K and XRP, shout out the blockchain. Give me 2 years, I can buy the whole blockchain. Name ring fails, it sound like somebody drop change. Bad bitch ass poking out like the rock vein. Bitch, I'm on 10 now. Everybody wanna be my friend now. All that bro shit like we can now. I can spot a fake nigga from a mile away though. Could get you rolled and stretched out. Remember I was hating that garage playing Halo. Now I get you spread over bread like mayo. I'm still here with niggas I started off with. They ain't even give me a wick. I started off lit. Benjamin Button, nigga.
I started off lit.
Oh, shit.
Yo, he's dope, man. Yo, man.
He's dope, man.
He's paying you for promo? He's paying you for promo?
Sorry?
So he's paying you for promo?
No, man. I just heard his name somewhere. I heard his name somewhere, but then I saw his L.A. Leakers freestyle pop up on my Instagram from the L.A. Leakers, who I follow. And then from there, they made me go look at his shit, and now it pops up a lot. And it's funny because I went to go listen to him on Tidal, and all his songs are kind of slow.
I understand how it's...
What just happened?
All his songs seem a little slow for me because I like that Bay Area energy. Like, that's why I love P-Lo. P-Lo always got this hype Bay Area modern day hyphy vibe. And all his shit was kind of slow, but when you watch him perform it in these little YouTube things or whatever, he got mad energy to it, which is I find impressive that you can take like this kind of slow music, but it's so energetic on stage. So I'm like, oh, I probably got to go see this kid live to get that feel. And all his boys are like jumping in. Like, they all like, it's cool.
Nah, he's pretty dope, bro. I'm not mad at LaRussell.
Hey,
I want to hear
Billy
more.
June, find LaRussell and try to get him on the show. LaRussell.
Also, did you listen to the Benny?
No, not yet. But I saw that it dropped. It did like really well, I heard.
Joint's pretty hard.
10 to 4.
Hey, yo, from now on, niggas gotta call me the Pirates Man. Hey, yo, 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 I gotta stamp that shit. Niggas trying to take my shit. Mr. Pirates Man, that's me, nigga. Hey, yo, feel what I'm saying? The Butcher, nigga. Hey, yo, I know what y'all want. Y'all want me
Derringer to and Alchemist really bodied this.
Mr. Pirates Man, coming, nigga. You know what I do with a fork, nigga.
I'm eating caviar off ciabatta that's chopped in. When I quit, the guys I fed off narcotics then got slim.
God bless you.
Ciabatta talk.
Yo, my man, when I went to Denver to interview him, and I told myself I wasn't going to stay for the show because I know it would be so goony goon, but I stayed for a while, and it was like, I would say two-thirds white kids. And watching white kids recite every single word of, and I mean, to me, Benny the Butcher album, the whole album is album cuts. There's no big commercial single.
No, listen, here's the big commercial single with J. Cole. To your point.
Did J. Cole make that beat?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll tell you who's fucking great, who you should be listening to more if you're not, is Boldy James.
I listened to him a little bit. He's got that real offbeat style.
Yeah, he does. He
talking to niggas in the language they can understand.
He bodied. Let me play you a shit on Benny. Teddy Riley says rap, I've been trying. That shit ain't never changed.
Had to quit blazing cigarettes. Was two time in my day, I'm a bigamist. But the game, half of the blame, I live with regret. My brain a bit of a wreck. All the stress and strain left a disconnect. Chef and I bought a cane in that kitchenette. Acquainted with big execs who filthied up my name just to split a check. Feel like I've been betrayed by my silhouette. Mistakes was made to correct.
It's not that offbeat.
Fame made me get upset. Treated the same way that I live with death. Shit weighing a nigga down. Refraining from different stages of self neglect. Give me chills in my vein. Taking whatever.
Is it too? It's too out of the pocket for you.
Too out of the pocket. But you know what? I hate saying shit like that because I would never.
It's not a diss. It's just not for you.
Disrespect anyway, and I would support you in every single way. If you needed anything from me, I would be there. Like, but I just it doesn't click with my DJ ear. Like, it's like me always trying to push the record a little bit so that it gets on beat. You know what I mean? When you're doing a blend. But like, I would never want to make anyone think I was disrespecting them.
But you know what just popped up when I searched for Benny the Butcher?
Push me and then just touch me till I can get
Benny Benassi.
Satisfaction.
Push me.
Do you remember how dirty this video was?
No, I've never seen a video.
What?
I've never seen a video for this.
Satisfaction.
Oh my God. Satisfaction. You never seen the video for this?
Satisfaction. This is my shit right here.
But you've never seen the video. Hold on.
You're taking me back to Jersey, baby.
Hold on. Literally one of the dirtiest things of all time. I got you, Syph. Hold on.
Just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Wait, are you playing?
Push me.
You see the drill? Do you see what the drill's doing, Sai? The drill is going into things.
Yes, I
play the song out, Syph?
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
If you haven't seen this video in a while, guys, give it a watch. There's a lot of things happening there. A lot of things happening.
So yeah, man, this LaRussell kid is dope. What else is happening in hip hop?
Oh, you want to talk hip hop?
If anybody's doing anything. Benny,
you're into hip hop, though.
Butch, can I ask you a very stupid question? And I also mean no disrespect.
To me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Where did Rory and Maul come from?
Joe's podcast.
Yeah, no, but before that, I'm saying, why did he pick them? I heard an interview with the guy Maul, and it was very good. It was a really good interview. And I
don't know. I actually don't know what Maul did before
he
that.
He has a really cool voice. He speaks like he was speaking on the whole Joe Budden thing. I was very interested. It was very good.
Well, I don't remember where Maul comes from originally. We could have them on the pod. Should we just have them on?
I thought we were going to do theirs.
Well, that hasn't happened. Oh, so should we just say, hey, do you want to come on ours?
No, we're doing theirs.
We can do it. I told them. By the way, I said to Rory, I said, hey, bro, we'll have you on ours too, but we need to get on yours because y'all are the ones that are out here fucking smoking, yeah. Okay? Like, I'm keeping it real. Yeah. We want the rub to go on your podcast.
Yeah, well, they can't come on ours until we do theirs. And that is going to be a litmus test of how hot we are. That's the goal, to get hot enough where we don't have to beg. Let me tell you what's happening in my stand-up career.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, because things are going well.
My talent.
Yeah, not very much.
My talent, no, I have a lot of, is.
Oh,
is
I mean, you have a lot of
spotting talent and knowing when things are about to go. And if you look at my track history of all the stuff I had back in my day, all the different things I've been a part of, I know how to spot talent and not manipulate, but work with it and watch it take off. What happens after that? Sometimes it implodes or it doesn't work. Whatever. But I see that. My passion is doing stand up, and my passion used to be DJ, but that's not my talent. I'm not good at either one of those things.
Right? No, that's not true.
But if I was an outsider looking in, I would see myself and I would be like, "Oh shit, that's about to pop." There's a lot of things happening where
about your comedy career.
Comedy career is about to go.
What about the podcast career?
The podcast will take a little longer, but we have to put in the effort. We're not putting in enough effort for it to go. We're not lighting the match. What we have right now, what we've started in this pandemic times of consistency and having a great new version of One Ep is fantastic, but now we'd have to put some shit behind it for it to take off.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. This is one of those things that I probably should talk about privately.
Oh, this is private.
I know I do enough stuff, right? Yeah. I did an appearance. I did an appearance last week
on the Mariah Carey husband show.
On my friend Renee's show.
Who's Renee?
Renee, I used to work with her at WWE. Her name's Renee Paquette. And she does an interview show. And we talked a lot about my personal issues over the last few years, the divorce and recovery from.
Wait, this is a what kind of show? Like a podcast kind of show?
She does an interview podcast,
for
yes.
WWE?
No. Oh. She left WWE. Oh. She does it on her own.
Okay, got it.
It there's a lot of wrestling connections to it, but it's not a wrestling podcast. But like that's the angle for me being on is wrestling. Yeah. We talked and I'd already been thinking about this for a while. I sort of feel like my move in podcasting in the long term relates to talking about divorce and recovery and those things. I wonder whether that's like the actual best play for me. The reaction I get when I talk about that specifically is stronger than anything else that I talk about.
The reaction you get.
Yes. It's that thing. Remember you were just talking about like you can tell when like there's a way that people connect to it, especially if they've been through it in any way, that they're like, yo, I need to hear from someone on this. Because the truth is there's not a lot. Divorce is a weird thing. It's really common, but it's not really talked about in real terms.
Definitely not for men.
And definitely not for men.
No matter what, you fucked up. You ruined everything. The man.
You're a piece of shit always. And,
which is true.
And you
is true.
Which is true. 9 times out of 10, we are a piece of shit and we do ruin things. Me specifically. Yeah. But that doesn't mean we don't have feelings that we need to 100%. Talk through about it. And I could do it in a way that's like not toxic masculinity bullshit and like actual thoughtful talk. And I wonder whether that's a path that I need to actually consider pursuing, because, like, I wonder if I could stumble into that and it could one day be the thing I do as opposed to doing 9 different radio shows a day. And by virtue of that popping off in that way could really be a nice thing for the old Juanep vehicle as well.
I 100% in my life, in my circle, I don't want to say my inner circle, but not necessarily my entertainment circle, but just I am known as a helper, a healer, a fucking this therapeutic. Bro, between you and me, not to get too deep.
You're getting deep.
I'm getting too deep. I've talked several people out of suicide. Several.
Wow.
It's a skill set that I have that I put nothing into as far as putting it out and using it on my platform. But it's I want to start a whole new realm of Cypher Sound. And it's like, I don't know if it's like, I think in my mind, I think if I had this whole, whatever it is, fucking platform is a great word. If I had this whole platform
of helping, yeah, platform,
and therapeutic and many different issues, that it would take away from my comedy. Or I think people won't take me seriously because I also make fucking dick and pussy jokes at night.
Well.
But one has nothing to do with the other. Like, you know what I mean? But I just, my content that I put out is always very goofy and silly. But really, I have this other side of me that is fucking, has helped many people. And I would love it to be, help more people.
So are you saying that maybe the angle that I should be doing is like a podcast network that's sort of about like a multitude of these things? Like divorce, recovery, addiction, you know, real shit that people deal with. Not generic. This, nothing gets me more upset, bro, than just people. We've said this.
Bro.
Loose talk about mental health.
The loose mental health talk.
It's
fucking detrimental.
Bro, today we were talking about Kanye on the air. And I brought this up. I was like, everyone's so loose about their mental health talk. What I'm trying, I need to understand, like, this isn't loose mental health situation. This is a guy who's incapable of controlling his emotions. Like, he's in a place, this is not going to go well. It's continuing to get worse. And people just act as if he's always spoken his mind. He's just talking. No, bro, he's threatening people publicly. He's being, what? This, and because we talk so loosely about mental health and medicine, yeah, and therapy, all these generic terms, I got on the box today and said specifically, I was like, guys, listen, when my divorce happened, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw how you could lose,
yeah,
it.
You could lose it.
I was right, yeah, there. I just happened to be just sane enough, yeah, just mentally healthy enough that I was eight and I had enough support, yeah, that I was able to pull back from losing, yeah, it. But people out here lose, yeah, it. And like, it's not, we're all acting, we use these generic ass terms because people want to sell books, yeah, and say, I have anxiety. Fucking everyone has anxiety. That's a different conversation, bro. Like, everyone gets nervous about things in their life and feels stressed out in social situations.
That's not true.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe there's some people that don't at all.
No, I'm saying that anxiety is different than being anxious.
Anxiety, yeah, is different.
Everybody
than being
can be
anxious
at times, but anxiety, correct, is a different thing.
Yeah, if you're crippled with, yeah, anxiety, like it's a real thing, yeah, for you, but it's tossed into,
yeah, it's tossed into OCD is the same way.
This loose bullshit.
Like, oh my God, I'm so neat. I have OCD. No, that's not OCD.
Right, exactly. I know. No, there's real OCD. Yeah. You're right. Yo, OCD is a word that's completely lost its meaning.
Oh my God, I feel horrible for people who have OCD because people throw it around so loose. Like, take your shoes off before you come in my house. I have OCD. No, that is not OCD, lady. That is, you have white carpets.
Right. And imagine if you do have OCD, you're right, that sucks. Everyone just is like, I got OCD,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Such OCD.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And like people that go, oh, walking is my therapy. No. You need therapy. Nah, just listen to Pink Floyd and get high. Nope. Nope. No.
Yo, I argue with my agent Dipperstein. He doesn't do therapy. I'm like, bro, you're the poster boy for who needs to be in therapy. Do you know how stressful his job is 24/7? He never gets off the clock. He always has a client calling, freaking out because their life is going crazy, and he has to answer to them. I'm like, bro, you need someone to talk to. And then also people, because everyone talks so loosely, people then go do therapy, and after a few sessions, they're like, I don't feel different. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's no, it's not going to happen like that. This is the forever play. And by the way, and it may not be the thing for you. You may realize there's another thing you need to do. Or like, did you finish Genius? Did you finish the Kanye?
Oh, no, fuck. I didn't watch the third episode yet.
Well, you'll see in the third episode, he gets crazier and crazier as it goes on. And there's one part when he's acting like normal. He's in China going to see, he's in Japan. No, I think he goes to China too. And they go to see Nigo and stuff. And it's like all the Bape-ish stuff. Him and Cuddy. And during that part, he's being normal. And I'm like, oh, bro, he's medicated here. He's actually has a good medication. Wow. You can tell. You can tell his whole shit is like he's acting normal and rational. And he believes that's him being like, you know, held in a box and they want to control you. And it's like, no, having like decency and human social decorum is not being trapped. It's just being like decent in society. Listen, if you want to be crazy and loose, there's a whole lot of people who live like you. They're called, you know, people in the street who are wandering around saying crazy shit and not getting help, or they're unable to get help, can't afford to get help, were kicked out by family, did not get it addressed. But like, that's not where you want to be.
No.
That's a terrible circumstance to be in. I mean, and 99.9% of people who you find on the street, that's why I always find when people are like nasty about homeless people, I'm like, think about how much it would take for you to end up homeless if you have a loving family.
And like, homeless is like not like, You hit some hard times.
Oh, homeless is another word. Sife, homeless is another word.
Yeah.
Homeless is throwing around loot. Y'all was homeless living at my friend's house. You weren't homeless. You just didn't have a house yet.
Yeah. No, but like I always look at like, listen, who knows what series of events could happen where I lose everything and I have to live in my car for a couple weeks and then figure out some kind of family member or shelter until I get whatever job I would have to get and get build my shit back up. Yes, right. I understand that, and I'm not knocking those people, whatever. But the guy,
it's still a tough circumstance.
Just fucking with one sock on, dirty, walking around, like, you know what it took to get there?
That, like, the level of mental health problems and real sickness it took to where you were in such a bad place that either A, you felt you couldn't go to anyone and you just went out on your own, or B, you were being so fucking crazy to the people in your life that they just said, hey, fam, I'm washing my hands of you. Like, everyone you see out in these streets has a story of how they got there. Like, Sife melted down, because, I mean, let's be honest, he's basically jobless.
Yeah.
He's disgraced. Yeah. But if he were to end up having a I don't know, the comedy world said you're done.
Right.
I kicked him off Juanette. I made Billy June the full-time co-host. We went to the top as the biggest podcast.
That was the element you were missing.
That we needed more Billy June. Dave Chappelle says, guess what? J Period is my new DJ. Go fuck yourself. And his understudy's E Styles. You're out. And everything on every TV opportunity, Monster Energy said, you piece of shit.
Monster Energy was like, get the fuck.
We're going now. Nah, we're going to Envy or Enough. Okay, one of the guys you look like.
Oh, Monster deal.
Did he really? So we're going with them. We're good.
You're out of here.
From that point, you would then have your wife, who's like, oh God, I have to help make sure. You would have your mother. You would have your sister. You would have Jamal. You would have all these other people who would be like, oh my God, is Sife okay? I need to make sure he's okay. Think about where you're in, the place you're in where you end up actually fully on the street.
Yeah. And then all this is full circle. those people, a lot of them sometimes sounded like Kanye sounds right now.
Yep.
But didn't have the billions to support the fucking wild behavior.
Correct. Right?
So, like, Kanye is obviously going through some crazy shit, but he has a fan base. We look at him like, no, that's the genius, and he has all this money. So, like, are we wrong? Do I want to? Would I mind being that crazy if I had that much money?
And would the people tell you, like, hey, man, I'm so worried about you. This is not the way to handle things.
Like he
can people tell you that?
He might be schizophrenic, bro, or some crazy shit that we don't even know.
Like,
right?
Absolutely.
Mom, this girl I used to know way back in the day, her mom was schizophrenic, bro, and it was the most painful shit to watch. This woman be fine and then flip and start yelling about some shit that happened 28 years ago. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? And my friend just had to deal with it every single day and just make sure her mom didn't walk off a cliff. You know what I mean? Like, feed her mom, make sure she was taken care of, and just deal with this craziness. And eventually she died, and which is the saddest thing in the world of how my friend got relieved. Sad that she lost her mom, but kind of like could now live a life. What kind of fucking shit is that? And he was on, I just happened to see something on Instagram yesterday where he was talking about bring his kids to Sunday service or something. Is that the latest rant? Like, what is that? What is that on?
He wanted to bring his kids to Sunday service.
He's on his Instagram.
Yeah. And then Pete, someone published a text convo between him and Pete where Pete was like, bro, stop. Like, you could stop bullying us. You're not going to do this anymore. And basically Pete fought back. Damn. And then Kanye started trying to air out the SNL writer who leaked the convo. And now Kanye's trying to get his address publicly, talking about getting this dude's address. It's like Dave Cyrus or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a stand-up. He's a stand-up.
Wow.
Anyways, I got to go to therapy right now. I'm late for therapy.
Sorry to keep you.
Please don't be sorry. Go see Syph in Vermont. Yes. Last thing before we leave. I have an event coming up.
Here we go. That,
for the Juan Eppers out there, it is on, let me get all the info. It's at SOBs. You've heard of SOBs, right?
SOBs.
It's at SOBs, and the tickets are available right now. It is a celebration for Fife Dog, hosted by yours truly. It is Wednesday, March 23rd at SOBs. You're going to hear music from Fife's new album and Q&A with the collaborators on the album. Dope DJs, great times. So come on out. And Syph, also today I'm setting off on my social media account, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing right now. I'm setting off a new Fife Dog challenge. Right? The Fife Dog challenge goes something like this. Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The five-footer's coming with the roughneck business. I realize like gravity. What did he say? What's that line?
Never charity.
Hold on. I got to hear it one time first.
Check, 1, 2, what is this? The five-footer's coming with the roughneck business. I float like gravity. Never had a cavity.
Got more.
Then the one has got family. No need to sweat our seniors to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same.
Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna diss the fifer, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Mess around with this, you catch the size of them. I never half step because I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special ed, so won't you sucker with the mission? I never walk the streets, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out. Zulu Nation. That's the idea.
What's the idea?
What verse would you
say the idea?
The idea is the Fife Dog Challenge. You spit your favorite Fife Dog verse.
Got it.
What would you spit if it was? I know you're not a big word rememberer, but Fife is very memorable.
Yeah. No, the
what would you think?
Check the rhyme verse. Love Check the Rhyme verse. Love it.
You talking about you talking about this song right here?
That's right. Bring the horns in. Check the rhyme. Hey, yo.
In the days on the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fit. It was I, the abstract
footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the right footer.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Jiffy Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
Then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram.
Go ahead.
All right, I have to type in on YouTube, check the rhyme
lyrics. No. Now here's a funky introduction to have how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see, I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, well then you're dead wrong. I make the body and else the gutter, then push it along. You'll be a fool too, blah, blah, that Fife is not the man. Because you know, and I know that you know who I am. A special shout-out piece goes out to all my pals, you see? And the middle finger goes to all you punk MCs. You see, I love it when a whack MC despises me.
To Jason Lee.
All right. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. We love you. RosenbergBeats@gmail.com for those final entries.
Sir. Vermont Comedy Club, March 18th and 19th.
Wait, hold on. Say it again.
Vermont Comedy Club, March 18th and 19th, Burlington, Vermont.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.